From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. The General Motors Company has reached a dubious milestone, its 30th recall of the year. The most infamous recall stems from a faulty ignition switch that's allegedly led to at least 30 crashes and 13 deaths. While the U.S. Department of Transportation fined GM $35 million, there are dozens of pending lawsuits and a multi-state investigation that includes Florida's Office of the Attorney General. Chuck Tattlebaum is a Fort Lauderdale bankruptcy attorney and says that Chevy, Pontiac, and Saturn owners should call their dealer if they have any uncertainty about the recall.
And if the car is subject to a recall, make an appointment with the dealer and they will get the parts and they will get it fixed. The real issue is going to be for those who have had damages, whose cars have been, their value has been greatly diminished, or have been injured. And that's where the bankruptcy issue is coming in, where GM is attempting to get out of any liability.
Tattlebaum is also a chair emeritus of our Friends of WLRN board. GM went through bankruptcy in 2009 and has asked for immunity from many of the lawsuits, saying the new GM did not agree to take on the liabilities of the old GM. How much do other countries want the stuff that grows out of Florida's tropical soil? While the state's agricultural exports totaled more than $4 billion in 2013, that's up almost 2% from the previous year. Department of Agriculture spokeswoman Erin Gillespie says Canada is the top importer of Florida agriculture, with growing markets in Japan, South Korea, and other Asian countries.
Our Asian markets really are seeing an uptick in grapefruit and orange importing, and a lot of that is coming from right here in Florida.
Agricultural exports create about 100,000 jobs statewide. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. Here's Paul Leary.